think it's really nice that you brought Philip in this thing, because I would have brought Stephen. Okay, yep. Here is a man who stands up before everybody and makes a real sermon and real charge against the nation of Israel. But you brought in Philip, and what Philip was doing, you guys heard that term, meal on wheel? He was actually doing something like that.
Meals on wheels.
Meals on wheels. Happy meals. So what he was doing is that the people were saying, at that time, everything was common among the Essenes, and everybody has his portion food and stuff. And some of the Greek widows felt that they weren't getting their daily portion. So the apostle said, okay, we need some young men to kind of divide the portions of food or the money or whatever and take it to these people. And it's very interesting what they were looking for. I mean, if I would look for something, for somebody to carry some food to somebody, okay, I'll see somebody who maybe can drive or maybe somebody who just can carry food.
Got a strong back.
Yeah, that's it. But they said they were looking for men with good report, full of the Holy Spirit, and full of faith. And wisdom. Full of the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom. Verse 3. So listen, anything we do for the Lord, it requires these three things. It doesn't matter, even carrying food to some older saints. Full of good report that the brethren in the local assembly look at you and say, you know, I know him. He is really well reported kid. He really handled himself very well.
Or she does. That's right.
Or she does. There is a good report about the way. Listen, everybody's watching you. Everybody is watching you. How you conduct yourself in your sitting in the local assembly. He is also a spiritual person. That means what? He is just, you know, have a halo around his head? Not at all. He is really under the control of the Holy Spirit, not influenced by anything else. And he is wise. He have discernment. And he said, these are the people we are looking for to carry food. Now, we're talking about the tab. What? These people were ready to do anything. So, you might think of yourself, well, you know, I really cannot get up and preach. What are they talking about? Talents and gifts and pounds. What am I going to do? Well, couldn't you go to some older saints and shovel the snow in front of their house?
You mean that requires a talent?
That is some ability that the Lord has given you to go and to do something like that. Maybe to pick up an older saint and bring him to the meeting. That's what Philip was doing, really. It wasn't, every time we think of abilities, talents, and gifts, we think of, something that is big and, not at all. You could do that. You could collect up the hymns in your meeting and put them in the back or give them to some. You could do a lot of things to enhance the testimony of the Lord Jesus. You could pick up a friend and bring him to young people. You could drive some people to bring them to the young people conference. That's what Philip was doing. He was just taking some food from a kitchen or from a meeting or some money and deliver it to somebody else. That's all what he was doing. And then, as you said later on, the whole town of Samaria, the whole town.
Yeah.
He was the preacher that the whole town there used. And then he goes all the way to get somebody, David, to Ethiopia. You know, the Lord extended his ability and his fruit everywhere. But all he started with is taking some food and delivering them to somebody's, the older person's house.
I just want to read one verse in Luke chapter 16. You don't have to turn to it. Verse 10. It just came to me as we were thinking about Philip. It says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. So the Lord doesn't start with big things. He started with a small thing that he asked Philip to do. Philip was faithful in it, and then the Lord entrusted him to something larger. He went to Samaria, like you said, a whole city. Now he may have said, I want to go with the disciples and preach and teach. But no, the Lord said, you start here, and you show me that you're faithful here, and I'm going to enlarge your borders, and I'm going to take you to Samaria. And then the Lord calls him something completely different to go to one person. So really, he was faithful in all the things, and he didn't question. He says the Spirit said, go. He says he went, he rose, and he went. And not questioning at all. And that's who the Lord can use. Someone who's faithful, someone who is going to be obedient to whatever the Lord asks him to do. Whether in little. And it might be little in our eyes, but in the Lord's eyes, it's not little at all. Whatever you do for my name's sake is going to be honored.
I think it's important that we stress the mundane. The mundane, the things that are common and little. I think it's so important. I'm going to give a personal example. I don't want to mention names. But we had a wedding in Bluefield a few months back. And there was a sister and a couple of others that took it upon themselves to provide a meal for 75 people. That's a lot of work. To do all the decorating, everything, as unto the Lord. There were a few that didn't show up to help, and there were a couple of other sisters who came up from a neighboring assembly. And there was help that was needed. And these sisters were available. There's another sister that's here. I'm not going to mention her name. She came, and she took photographs of that wedding. And she made a beautiful book to present to the bride and to the groom. What a wonderful service for the Lord. What a wonderful use of the abilities and the talents that the Lord has given to us. And we often think of the gospel, we think of what is public. Tony has said over and over, we need to look at the whole assembly setting. Here we're just tables. And I'm confident of this, that these men that we're looking at began with the same words Paul did. I believe Philip was saying to the Lord, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord is answering him. And he's showing him, Philip, here is the starting place for your ministry. It's not dramatic. There's not a lot of fanfare with it or anything like that. It's just a matter of being an instrument that is available to do service for the Lord. But then we read from over in chapter 8 that the Lord has other things, and this is what Dave is bringing before us. For one that is faithful in that which is little, the Lord says, I will take him, I will take her on to other areas if they're willing to serve me. And so here was a situation. Now, I believe that this was a real test for this man of God. Because here he was in the city of Samaria, and he was preaching Christ unto them. Now listen to this. The people with one accord gave heed to the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. Many taken with palsies that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. You say, what a wonderful occasion. The city of Samaria, and there is revival going on. A work of God has begun. And God comes and says through the Spirit of God to Philip, Philip, I want you to go down into the desert. Lord, are you sure you know what you're asking? Are you not aware of the great blessing that's going on here? Can't you see that there are thousands of people being saved and blessed? Now, wait a minute. You want me to go where? Maybe I misunderstood you. The angel of the Lord said unto Philip, arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Is this a test? What a test. That he is Lord. And he has the right and the authority to direct everything in your life and mine. To send me and to send you wherever he wants to, whenever he wants to, and with the assurance that under his direction there will be blessing that will come from it. And I think it's remarkable that from that scene of great activity, the word came, and it says in verse 26, he arose and went. Just as simple as that. He arose and went. Now, young people, that's the pathway of blessing for any of us. For David, for Emil, myself, for Tony, right on down to the youngest one here. When the Lord calls with the expectation that you and I will go at his bidding, doesn't he?
I was thinking that in Acts chapter 6, Philip was in good company. There were young men like himself who were full of the Holy Spirit, had wisdom, and the other characteristic was they were well reported of. And I think as young people, it's important for us to get in that kind of a mixed crowd. Okay. too often today, we have more unsaved friends than we have Christian young men and young ladies in the assemblies. It is a formula for failure. But you know, the Lord took Philip out of that very comfortable setting. And when you read Acts chapter 8, he sent him unto the Samaritans. You know, the apostles didn't go there, right? They did not go down to Samaria. The Samaritans and the Jews had all these conflicts, these racial conflicts, these conflicts of commingling and what's ours and what's yours religiously. But the Lord sent Philip, and he went by himself. He prepared him with the serving of tables. He enlarged his gift. But he sent him by himself. And I think the test for Philip was, not only would you go where the Lord sends you, but will you preach to those who the Lord says he's interested in? And it says that Philip preached, and the Spirit of God fell upon this group of individuals to demonstrate to others that God was with all men.